Mustangs have the football, first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by State National Bank, Red River Harley-Davidson, and the Bishop Realtor Group. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Twin receivers and spread formation out to the right side. Single receiver Rideau out to the near side. Handoff, Chauncey Harris sweeping right side. He's hitting the backfield and will be dropped for a loss. Corey White makes the stop as Harris caught up, and I thought he might try to spin out of it. They're going to mark him back to the 21-yard line and a loss of four on the play.
Yeah, good pursuit by Tarleton that time. They did a good job of staying with it, trying to stretch it out, and then they didn't give him a backdoor. Last time they ran that play, it went for 12 yards, and it was a big gain, and all because it was a cutback.
Second and 14 for the Mustangs. It's a one-point game, folks. 14-13, Midwestern State holding on to the one-point lead. 9-10 to play here in the third quarter. Snap comes back to Eskridge, fakes the handoff. He's going out to the wing, pass complete to David Little at the 30-yard line. Spins out of one tackle and falls forward out to about the 31. I think they'll spot him, though, at the 30. Brandon Johnson on the stop.
Yeah, he wasn't going to miss that ball this time, and Zach did a good job of finding him because there were some Texans over there and in between them that were trying to clog the view, I guess, a little bit and trying to get some paws up in that passing lane. But Zach did a good job of firing it in there, and David did a good job of pulling it down.
So a pickup of 9 yards on the play out to the 30-yard line sets up third down and five for Midwestern State. Tight triangle formation on the left side for MSU. Chauncey Harris is the setback. Zach Eskridge, 8 on the snap clock, gets the snap. Looks. Rolls, has time, has a receiver. Justin Rideau caught at the 35-yard line, falling forward to the 28. First down, Midwestern. Brandon Johnson with the tackle.
Great job on that by Rideau. There's a little bit of a height difference there. Brandon Johnson's 5'9", Justin Rideau 6'2", and he actually jumped up over Brandon Johnson and put both hands on the football to bring that thing in. It was a little underthrown. I think Eskridge actually didn't quite judge the speed just right, but he put a little touch on it to get it over everybody. Just a nice pass, nice catch, good play.
41 yards on the pass and catch to officially the 29, first and 10 Midwestern State in Texan territory. Two backs in the backfield this time. It's Jackson and Harris. Handoff, Jackson up the middle. He'll bust out to the 25-yard line. Gets up to about the 24 before he is roped down by the Texans. And Cassius Bradley throws him back.
Now, Kedrick doesn't care who's hanging on to him. He's just going to keep his legs moving.
Five yards on the pickup. Hank Gilley had a great block out front. That's the left guard.
Now, they really kicked that thing open. Gave him some room to roam, which is what he did. But, still, it was a tough 5 yards or 6 yards right there to pick up.
7:32 in the clock running here in the third quarter. Mustangs up 14-13. Twin receivers far side. Rideau wide on the near side. Two backs in the backfield for Eskridge, who gets the snap. Handoff up the middle. Jackson to the 20. Down to the 16-yard line on a first down, Midwestern.
Yeah, he had the hole on that one. Really did a nice job. Bobby Parsons was following that play up after a pretty good shot. Cassius Bradley got the tackle for Tarleton, but it wasn't before they got to move the chains. So 16-yard line now is MSU looking like they're on a roll.
Into the red zone now, and one of the best red zone teams in the Lone Star Conference. Twin receivers off the right side. Little is in the slot on the right side. Rideau wide to the left side. Jackson and Harris, the backs in the backfield. Snap comes back. It's Jackson once again up the middle to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Midwestern! Kedrick Jackson, you aren't going to stop him.
Yeah, he really did a nice job on that one. It was a steady diet of running up the middle that time, and every time the MSU line got the job done and got the job done. You can't say it any differently.
Kedrick Jackson just blew up the middle. Credit Jordan Kowitzki, Bobby Parsons opening up the hole. And the Mustangs take a 20-13 lead, the point after coming up by the leading scorer for the Mustangs, Jose Martinez. Snap is down, kick on the way, and it is perfect. 6:54 to play, Midwestern State 21, Tarleton State 13. Back after this on Bob FM.